Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. It's free. Everything there is free except for the books. We ask you to pay for those. Everything else has no barrier to entry. If you got a computer, you can get online. You can take advantage of all the things that we do, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. I'm excited about our new friend, Lynn Altman, ladies and gentlemen, who's with us now. She is the author of Brand It Yourself, and she's also co-founder of Viverto and Altman Incorporated, which is a branding consulting firm, and she's our new friend. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
Did I say the first name of your company correctly?
It's Viverito.
Viverito. Okay, I don't remember what I said, but that's I'll do it that way the next time.
All right. It's a tough one.
Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct. Lynn, we spent a lot of time on the show over the last 9 years talking about branding because I think it's one of the areas that small business owners really are deficient in. And I'm pointing that statement at myself, folks. I still have a lot to learn about branding. I'm still working on that really hard. But in the 21st century, small business owners can actually dominate markets, certain areas of markets, because of the way the marketplace is evolving. But the only way to really maximize what I just said is to truly have a brand that you can lead with. What do you think about that?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think branding is so important, not only in distinguishing yourself from your competitors, but also having an understanding of internally what other people in the company know is your great selling message. And also, it doesn't just relate to your brand, but also how your website looks, what your PR message is, how your logo comes out. So having the right brand is so essential in communicating why you or what your product does is so important to everyone else.
One of the things that has helped me to understand brands is I worked for 23 years for major corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with a lot of other corporations in those jobs. And as a small business owner, I work with major corporations. And I see how they develop brands, how they think about brands, how they protect their brands, what Nazis they can be about, about making sure that their brands are consistent and how they want to make sure that it's when they take it to the marketplace, it is handled the right way. And so I've gotten that imprint on me. A lot of small businesses haven't had that advantage. And so they don't always know how to go about the branding process. And that's what you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That is what I do, and I do that for a lot of the big companies out there in the world. And in Brand It Yourself, what I've done is taken the approach that I've used with huge companies and simplified it and made it. And it's simple to start out with, so it's even simpler now. But really put the tools and the techniques that small business owners can use to be able to brand it themselves and to be able to start tapping into this mystique, this holy grail of business called branding.
Well, Lynn, let's say that we've got someone listening right now who says, you know what, I've got a business that's a year or two old, and I've been listening to this guy Blasingame talk about branding, but how do I get started? Where do I, I'm ready to drink the Kool-Aid, Lynn, but what's the first thing that I do? How do I get started?
The hardest thing to do, actually, is to get started because there are so many possible things you can do. So to avoid the paralysis by possibility, the best thing to do is outline your goals. And these could be three branding goals. So for your small business owner, it may be the audience they want to talk to. It could be the driving traffic to the website. It could be creating a style or even adding a service that might make your business unique. Mm-hmm. So once you know where you want to go, you're about 12 steps ahead of everything else. Then you can start problem solving and creating the brands based on on specifics and not just anything out there in the world.
So are you saying that we should first say, okay, what do we want? What are we trying to accomplish? Are we trying to? What if we're just trying to launch a business or grow a business in online and traditionally?
Well, that is a great question. Then I would say to take three basic goals. One would be, what's my style? The second would be, who's my audience? Who am I trying to reach? And the third one is, what's the biggest negative that I have to overcome?
Mm-hmm.
And those are three questions. When you ask yourself that, again, the next step in branding is solving those three questions or those three areas that you want to reach.
Do our corporate values become part of our branding activity?
Absolutely. And corporate values can be a great platform and a great brand platform, because at the heart of it is what you and your business stand for. And so if part of your goal is to connect with other people who also share that same values of your corporation, that can be extremely memorable and extremely meaningful.
I think you can't really have, if you have employees, I think you can't have a truly successful branding campaign without them being part of it, because they wind up touching more customers than you do typically. And isn't the values issue really important when you're trying to get your stakeholders, like your employees, to buy into your branding ideas?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, look at one of my favorite brands who I think does this very corporately, and this is on a bigger scale, is JetBlue, where the parent brand of friendly trickles down to every employee,
right.
and the whole experience is that of friendly. Everyone knows what their task is and what to believe in as a company. With our company, it's about being simple and quick and creative, and everyone knows that as well. So,
mm-hmm.
And brand it yourself. And when you do brand it yourself, you want to think about what your company stands for and how to get other people excited about that.
So we've identified the things that we want to do. And let's say that what we want to do is go after a certain profile of people. These, you know, we want to go after homeowners, not renters, but homeowners. Let's say, for
mm-hmm.
example, where do we go from there?
Well, partially it's thinking about getting into the head of the homeowner, and that could be as easily, and again, I love writing lists of hypotheses, because you don't have to keep all of your ideas, but
right.
thinking about how do I get to them. So homeowners, you may intuitively say, maybe proud of the fact that they own a home, or that their home may be their most important possession, so maybe you get on their side emotionally, or... You know, there's so many ways to get to the mind of the homeowner.
Exactly. And words are important, too. And we're going to get Lynn to help us with those right after these messages. Lynn Altman, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of Brand It Yourself. She and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Looking out for love.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. It's a little platters for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Lynn Altman, the author of the outstanding book on branding called Brand It Yourself, The Fast, Focused Way to Marketplace Magic. Lynn, give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Sure. My website is, as you say, www.lynnaltman.com, LynnAltman.com, and it is currently available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
All right. So check it out when you get a chance, and they can order from, they go to your website, they can click right through to one of those and buy your book, right?
Absolutely.
We were talking about, when we went to the break, I was talking about how important words are.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I liked what you said in your book about a joke. If you have to explain a joke, it's not a very good joke. If you have to explain a brand, you've missed it, haven't you?
Absolutely, you've definitely missed the mark. And I think that's one mistake that a lot of marketers make, is trying to, when they're coming up with their brand, feel that they have to write a very long concept statement about mm-hmm. what that brand is. And when you brand it yourself, you want to make sure that you can say whatever you're going to say preferably in three words or less. And when you think about the great brands that have done that, or even not great brands, I mean, you think about, this is a great one, Nike, Just Do It. And you think about Target says Design for All, Walmart, Always Low Prices. And once you start listening, you realize that the brands out there in the world do get their message across very quickly, and that's exactly what you want.
But for small businesses, we don't have the advantage of billion-dollar ad campaigns. I mean, Nike shoved Let's Just Do It down our throats by just penetrating the market so much. Small businesses, I think, couldn't get away with that kind of a tagline, for example. I mean, what does Nike mean? That doesn't mean anything to anybody. Small businesses, don't they need to be a little more intuitive than that?
Well, that's a very good point. You do have to keep your budget and your audience in mind. But still, having three words, even if it is to rally the troops internally to say this is what we're about, or to put on your website, or to focus in terms of how your communications comes out, in a brochure, it could just be three simple words that, so, you know, my words would probably be simplify, focus, create.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can narrow down exactly what you want to say for those three words, and they can be more compelling, more of a sales tool, if you say to, you know, the thing you don't want to do is create a pun or a rhyme or something clever as those three words. I mean, there's a butcher truck I saw this morning that said, "We meet your needs." And I thought, how much more compelling would that have been if it said, "Delivered fresh daily"?
Exactly. I hate that word, needs. I can't stand it when people use that word. That is just, folks, don't use that word. If you're using it, take it out, get rid of it. It's awful. I hate it. What about this? We were talking about the homeowners thing a minute ago. What about if we said, helping you love your home even more?
I know that's
extra words, but it's got the emotion in it. But here's the thing, you know, any of us can come up with these words. We've got to deliver on those words too, don't we?
Oh, definitely. A brand without any substance is worthless. But you're hoping that, and I'm hoping that your new business, your small business owners have great products, have great businesses, and now want to celebrate them. But to your point, yes, you can have, you outlined a great promise, helping you love your home even more. That's a great brand and a great promise. And could be shortened, though, to love your home more.
Right.
Or where love begins. I think love is a great anchor.
Right, absolutely. But the thing is you've got to have, when someone answers your phone, you know, ABC Home Interiors, helping you love your home even more, you know, that kind of thing. Whatever, as you say, shorten it if you can. But the point is wherever you go, you've got to get the brand out there. You got to let people know so that you've got to make, as my friend Phil Nelman says, you got to get that ding in branding, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you have to make it so that when people, make it compelling enough so that people say, oh, I would much rather work with law firm A versus law firm B or realtor A. I mean, how many realtors, I'm so perplexed by how many realtors only sell themselves by their little thumbnail picture.
Right.
And never
or,
say anything.
Don't forget all your real estate needs.
Yes.
I hate that.
But if a realtor or a real estate agent could really come up with a great claim, or even as part of their brand, a new service that might make people say, wow, this is really an innovative team, or this is a great realtor because she promises or he promises that you can see 100 houses. And I mean, I know that would be crazy.
Well,
but
the thing is, Alain, is that one of the reasons to do this is when other people talk about you, you want to make it easy for them to tell someone else what it is that you stand for.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's both. It's you want to make sure that you can tell people what you stand for,
right,
and also have people get excited about it and repeat it to others. It's your brand is almost something you can talk about at a cocktail party. And when you brand it yourself, you want to create the most, what you imagine is the most exciting thing about your business.
And folks, if you want to know more about all of this, if you'd like to get better at all of this, the book is called Brand It Yourself. The author is Lynn Altman. As you can tell, she knows her stuff. Lynn, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I'd be more than happy to.
We enjoyed having you here.
Thanks. I enjoyed speaking with you.
We'll see you next time. But the book is, I mean, the website is lynnaltman.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can check it out there, folks, and read a little bit more about the book. got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good buddy Jeff Dupkin. We're going to take this branding ideas and turn it into some marketing action right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.